invitations, calls for you and for me. You know, when you get an invitation somewhere, if it's desirable and appetizing, you kind of like to go, don't you? If I invite you to my house for dinner, why, you'd probably think, I think I might try to go. But the Lord has invited us and given us a call to each one of us. And I'm thankful that many of us have accepted and heeded that call and answered it and are reaping great and wonderful benefits. The first one I want to notice is in Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah. Yeah, it's 55. And it's chapter 55 of Isaiah. It's several verses in this chapter. He's giving us an invitation. Isaiah 55 and verse 1 to start off with. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. You know, the Lord is giving us an invitation to come and drink. If you're thirsty, come to the waters. You know, Jesus has, he's opened up the water of life for us. You know, it's a wonderful thing to have good water to drink. We have a well about 45 miles. It's not ours, but it's public. About 45 minutes from our house, we go up north, and then we go back west a ways, and here is a big, wonderful water well of water springing out from a pipe about that big, and we go up there, and we just get jugs and jugs of water and take it home, and that's what we drink. It's a wonderful thing, and it's an invitation. The gate is open, and you can come in and go in and do it, and people come from all over the country, and that thing's been flowing for many, many years. Way back in the 50s, it was still flowing. Dear ones, God has a well. He's got well of living water. Praise the Lord. Didn't he say something about that to the little woman at the well? The little Samaritan woman that came to the well. And he was sitting there on the well, and his disciples had gone into the city to get some meat. And he was sitting there, and here come this woman. And he asked her, he says, "Woman, would you give me to drink?" And she said, "Well, ask me for that." Said, "Jews don't have anything to do with Samaritans." Well, he said, "If you knew who was talking to you, you'd ask of him, and he'd have given you living water." Well, he said, "My woman said, "Why, man, where are you going to get this living water? You don't have anything to draw with." And then he said, "He that drinks of this water will thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I give you, you'll never thirst. Your water I give you will be in you, a well of water." Isn't that a wonderful thing to have the water of life in us? Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that has no money, you don't have to have any money to buy this here. You can't buy it anyway. This is a water of life through the Word, through the Gospel, through the Holy Spirit, the precious Holy Spirit. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, I'm glad the Lord has made a plan that we can have the Holy Spirit come and live right now inside of our bosom and our heart. That's the greatest thing you'll ever have in life, is to have the Holy Spirit living and working in your heart and mind. Purity, comfort, peace, joy, gladness, victory, righteousness, glory, hope, Oh, dear ones, that's in the Holy Spirit. That's, he says, come ye to the waters. If you're thirsty, come ye to the waters and drink. It says here, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk. Not this old wine, it'll make you drunk. But it's the wine of the Holy Spirit. It's the real good juice of love and godliness and righteousness and all the wonderful fruits of the Spirit of God that we can have. This is an invitation. Ho! Talking to all of us. Ho! Young people, old people, poor people, rich people, you can come and you can have a drink of this water of life. Oh, my, without money and without price. It's not going to cost you any money. It'll cost you something. It'll cost you your humbleness and your submission and your giving up the world and you giving up your own ways and your own selfish ideas and yield and submit. That's the price you have to pay. But that's not literal money. But, of course, you have to have some literal money. Well, you want to use that to help others, too. So the Lord may call you to do something like that. But, dear ones, it says here, without money and without price. It's free. Free to all who will come and humble their hearts, take up their cross, and follow him. Praise the Lord. Okay, a little more. Wherefore do you spend your money for that which is not bread? Why do you spend your means, your efforts, your desires for things that are not wholesome and beneficial? Pleasures of this world, the wealth, the honor, the friendship of the world, which he said in one place is enmity against God. Why do you want that? Wherefore do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Why do you spend your years wearing yourself out for things you know you're not happy and you're not satisfied? You know that people would honor, be honest and acknowledge that they're not happy, that they're not satisfied. That's one of the steps you need to make in getting to God. As long as you think you're all right and you're going your own way and you're just doing fine, you'll never make any change. Amen. No, but he says here, why do you spend your money for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me. Listen to my invitation. Eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness or richness. Really superior, blessed, really beneficial things. That's what we need to be going after. The grace of God, humility, love, meekness, temperance, the fruits of the Spirit. We need to go after those things. Oh, may the Lord help us. Let your soul delight itself in spiritual wealth and blessings and fatness. That don't mean you'll be great, big, overweight. No, that just means you'll be very healthy and strong, spiritually speaking. Be able to endure the trials of life. Be able to endure the hard places, the disappointments, the hurt feelings, and the things that people give you. You'll be able to overcome and have the victory. Fatness. You can have that real wonderful blessing. It says here, incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. You know, people need to listen to the Word of God when it's being preached, or being read, or is being taught. We need to open our heart to it. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. I remember when I was a little boy and coming to church each Sunday morning, I'd come in, and the best part of the message was when I saw the preacher close his Bible. That was the best part of the message to me. Why? Because I knew that he is about through. And I was tired of listening to him. I didn't get anything. I wasn't paying any attention to what he said. Our dear brother Fred Pruitt was our pastor at that time, and he'd preach on Sunday morning, and I'd just sit there and endure the whole thing. And when I saw him close his Bible, I thought, oh, goody, goody, he's about through. But I want to tell you, those days came to an end. Those days came to an end. As I got older, I began to realize there's a God in heaven that loves me and wants me to live for Him. I had good Sunday school teachers. I had a godly mother. I had others of the saints in the congregation right here at Guthrie over there on the west side of town. And there they had a bearing upon my mind and my heart. I'm glad that I did. Oh, incline your ear, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. You know, Paul quotes that in the 13th chapter of Acts in his message to Antioch and Pisidia. He quotes that as is speaking about the resurrection of Christ. Oh, dear ones, it's wonderful to be a part, to be a partaker. He gives you the invitation. Incline your ear. Hear. Come and your soul shall live. And I'll make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of David. David, he died. He lived and then he died. But listen, Jesus, he's come to bring the mercies that God promised to David and to his seed. And Jesus is the son of David. He is part of the lineage of David, and he has come to give us the sure mercies of life and victory and peace and joy. He's giving us an invitation. Oh, I don't know if there's anybody here that hasn't heeded the invitation, but maybe if there isn't, maybe we can all kind of be enlightened and fired up with this thing. There's an invitation that God's giving to people. He wants people to know that he has wonderful blessings for them. Incline your ear, hear, and your soul shall live. Behold, I've given him for a witness to the people. This your mercy of David, that's speaking of Christ. That's a prophecy of Christ. He's given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God. The Gentiles and the people of the world was going to have an opportunity to hear the invitation to come to the Lord Jesus. Oh, thank the Lord for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. This is the call. This is the invitation. You need to seek the Lord. Did you know you'll never find the Lord if you don't seek for him? Yes. You won't ever find him. You've got to pray. You've got to put forth an effort. You've got to seek the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. You've got to get down. You've got to give up the world, give up things. I know I had to give up different things when I gave my heart to the Lord. I had a worldly girlfriend. I had worldly friends. I had things in my school life. Oh, I just was thinking I was just getting along real fine and doing real good. But I'll tell you, I began to realize that I'm missing out on the best thing that there is. And you've heard me tell, and I'll tell it the rest of my life, how the Lord really struck me one evening. When I was just a young boy, I was in my senior year of high school, and we lived out northeast of Guthrie here, about 8 miles. And we was living out there, and I got a box top offer, a cereal box top offer, of a deal. You could put it on your belt and it could tell you how far you've run. And so I got that, and one evening I was trying that out. I had it on my belt and I was out there on our front road and running, and kind of running along, and it was almost dark. The sun had gone down. And I was running, and I was running at top speed. I wanted to see how that thing was working. And all of a sudden, I didn't see it. I ran into the guide wire of an electric pole, the wire that comes up and goes down into the ground. I ran into that, and it caught me. I was riding at top speed. I was a runner. I was riding at top speed. And it just, boom, boom, just threw me face down. And when I got up, I was bleeding from the mouth and the nose. Oh, I thought, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. I hurried to the house. I said, Mama, I've hurt myself. Oh, she said, come on. She laid me down on the couch. She began to get scarves and towels and things to kind of quench and soak up the blood. I was just bleeding like everything. And she got on the phone and called to our dear brother, O.C. Porter, who is our pastor. He lived about 5 miles south of us. And he and his wife and daughter came up there. They got in the car and ran up there. And I was in there, I was bleeding. And he came in and got down and started praying for me. But I want to tell you, I was doing business with God. I wasn't telling it. But I was doing business with God. I said, Lord, if you'll have mercy and stop this blood, I promise you that I'll give my heart to you and live for you. And in just a little bit, the blood stopped. Just like that. Oh, dear ones, the Lord gave me an invitation. The gospel had been preached. I knew about it. Thank the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Oh, dear ones, it came to the place in that summer after I graduated. That summer, I was working for my uncle out west of town. And I was seeking the Lord. I was out on the tractor plowing and running a spring tooth or whatever it was I was doing, different things. And while I was out there, I was praying to the Lord. I was seeking the Lord with all my heart. I thanked the Lord that I found him. I prayed through, and the Lord saved my soul. Oh, dear ones, it pays to heed the invitation. This is a wonderful invitation. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For your ways are not my ways, saith the Lord. Neither are my thoughts your thoughts. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. I'm glad that I gave up my ways and my thoughts. I'm glad I gave up my plans, my purposes in life. I gave it all up. I consecrated my life to the Lord. Sometime after that, and seeking the Lord during the assembly meeting that year here at Guthrie, I went to the altar and I set myself, I'm going to pray until the Spirit of God comes into my soul. Brother Murphy Allen had preached a message on seeking the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness upon you. And I got to that altar and I purposed that I was not going to give up. I wasn't going to stop. I wasn't going to get up until I knew that I had the Holy Spirit living within me. And I'll tell you, dear ones, Brother Murphy Allen was in the pulpit, and I didn't care who heard me. I was praying to the top of my voice. That didn't matter me. I was going down in business with God. I was just 18 years old, just a young boy. I'm so glad that I gave my heart to Jesus, that I heeded his invitation. Praise the Lord. And as I was praying and seeking the Lord, Brother Porter, our pastor, he come right up. And he's down there praying with me. And Brother Barton, he'd come and he put his hand on my head and prayed with me. And Oh, I was just pouring out my heart, and all of a sudden, something just came down and went down from my head and went through all my body and just filled me up. And I got up off of that altar with joy and gladness. Now, the Spirit of God had come to live within me. That's what he's saying. Every one of us need to do. Seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness upon you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. That's the invitation the Lord gives you. If you don't take that, you never will find him. You got to seek him with all your heart. And I want to tell you, whenever he comes in, you'll know it. There won't be any doubt. And I'm glad the Spirit of God has led me these 58 years. Going on 58 years. Thank the Lord. It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. He never will leave me if I'll do my part. There's naught in this wide world can gladness afford. There's peace and contentment in serving the Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I'm so glad for this. Now I want to get another invitation. Matthew chapter, Matthew 12, is it? Yeah, Matthew 11 and 28. This is an invitation that the Lord has given. Come unto me. He wants you to come to him. Have you come to him? Have all of you come to him? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me. I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I came to the Lord with all my heart. I prayed to him. I wept before him. I prayed, and ever since then, I have sought the Lord in my soul every day, sought him in prayer, sought him for his guidance, for his counsel, for his direction. I'm glad that I've had the privilege to come to Jesus. He's telling everybody, come to Jesus. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You're troubled, you're trying, you're striving, but come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. You know, the yoke of Jesus is not a bad, hard yoke. It isn't hard to live for Jesus. Oh, it may be you have to go against the current of society, against the world. You have to give up your ways. You have to submit yourself. That takes some effort. But which is harder? To do that and yield to the Lord and let God, let Jesus have his way, or go out in the world and try to get the old world and get all tore up and messed up in your mind and heart like some people I know, that they didn't take the way of the Lord and they have ruined their lives. It's a wreck. It pays to serve Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Did you know the Christian life is a learning way? It sure is. You got a lot to learn. I graduated from high school in 1956, but I've been going to school ever since. I'm still going to school. I'm still learning. Take my yoke upon you. Be like me. How was Jesus? Well, one of my favorites, Philippians 2. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, counted it not robbery to be equal with God, did not count equality with God to be held on to, but may take upon him the form of a servant, He and was made in the likeness of man. He come down from heaven to take upon him humanity. And being found in fashion as a man, what did he do? He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, the death of the cross. He became willing to die on the cross. He could have stopped them if he'd have chosen to. He told Peter, he said, "Don't you know I can call for 12 legions of angels? And they could get me out of this." But he says, "How will the scriptures be fulfilled?" He wanted to do the will of God. Now he's calling us to do the same. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and you'll find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is telling us that today. It isn't hard to live a Christian life. You have to press against it, but I'd rather do that than to go the way of the world and end up in hell. Amen. Wouldn't you? Why, I wouldn't want to do that. Lord, help me. I'm still striving, still earnestly pressing my way heavenward. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. One more invitation is in Revelation 22. Oh, may the Lord help us. 22:17. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." The Holy Spirit is speaking. The bride, the church, is speaking. And they say, "Come." And let him that heareth say, "Come." And let him that is athirst come. Are you thirsty for the water of life? Or are you still going after these old fleeting earthly pleasures? They don't have any real satisfaction. Oh, they may have a little thrill and fun for a while, but it all passes off. Let him that is athirst come. And what? Whosoever will, let him come and drink, take the water of life freely. No price. The only price you have to pay is to submit yourself to God and give up your ways and take up your cross, the cross to follow him. Be willing to be different from the world. Be willing to be humble, holy, meek, modest. You women have to quit wearing your shorts and short dresses and form-revealing attires. That's not pleasing to God. Maybe people don't realize it, but they ought to wake up. The way women are dressing now is a shame. Absolutely. It's a shame to go out on the streets and to see these women with their low-neck dresses and their shorts and their... It's just awful. That's not pleasing to God. You have to give that up. I'm glad I had a mother that was a godly, modest, holy, praying woman. I'm glad I had a mother like that. And I'm glad I was in a congregation where the saints, the women, were godly, holy, pure, righteous, faithful. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Now, ain't nobody going to make you do it. Ain't nobody going to push you. You've got to make up your mind. This is what I want to do. I want to give my heart to the Lord. I want to live for Jesus. I have a song that's one of my favorite. Living for Jesus, a life that is true. Striving to please Him in all that I do. yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master. My heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Thank the Lord. Thank you for your time and attention.